3 ways to improve your personal effectiveness. You may be thinking about how you might be able to improve your personal effectiveness. Your personal effectiveness is a measure of your ability to make rapid progress towards your own goals or the goals that have been assigned to you. If John is working hard, but he is not making rapid progress towards his stated goals, then we can safely say that John does not have a high degree of personal effectiveness. On the other hand, if John is working steadily, and at the same time, is making rapid progress towards his stated goals, then we can say that John is personally effective. Personal effectiveness is not one thing. It is made up of subsets. Personal effectiveness includes the following subset elements: 1. Knowledge. 2. Skill. 3. Self-discipline. Let us say a few words on each one. 1. Personal effectiveness requires more knowledge. It is said that knowledge is power. That is true, but only if that knowledge is specialized knowledge. Specialized knowledge that is organized and then put to work towards the attainment of a valuable, long-range goal is power. That is what the phrase really means. Your personal power is enhanced by gaining additional specialized knowledge that you then organize and put to work towards the attainment of your valuable, long-range goal. So my first recommendation to you is this: in order to improve your personal effectiveness, study, read, and learn more about the technical aspects of your profession. Read, study, and learn. 2. Personal effectiveness requires more skill. Skill may be defined, in our context, as the proper application of knowledge. Knowledge is not enough. You have to be able to do what you know. Skill is the application of knowledge. Skills development is based on the following 3 principles. 1. Practice. 2. Perfect. And 3. Repeat. For example, I am currently learning to play "The Heart Will Go On," the theme to Titanic, on the guitar. It is true that I do know that piece of music, meaning, I intellectually understand it. But understanding the music score is not the same as being able to play it. Developing the skill of being able to play the same piece of music at the right speed, without too many errors or omissions, takes hour upon hour of practice. Skill development requires practice, practice, practice. And not just mindless practice, but thoughtful practice when you are trying to improve the quality, speed, and spirit of the performance. This is the act of taking knowledge and turning it into skill. My second recommendation is this: practice, perfect, and repeat. Practice your knowledge. Perfect your performance. Repeat it again and again until your knowledge becomes a semi-automatic response. 3. Personal effectiveness requires self-discipline. In order to engage in the act of studying and skills acquisition, you will almost certainly need to practice on days that you don't really feel like practicing. You will almost certainly need to study at times that you don't really feel like studying. And at those times, you will be faced with the choice to be or not to be. That is the question. To be studying and practicing when I don't feel like it, or not to be. That is the question. Non-effective people don't work when they are not in the mood. Effective people will work even when they are not in the mood. A gold medalist contender is a gold medalist contender only because you can see her out on the track practicing her skills, perfecting her skills, and repeating them over and over, and learning. And she is doing all this in the rain, on a day that she would rather be at home, watching TV. A non-effective person thought about training today, but said, "I can't go training today. It's raining. and there is some good sport on TV today. I'll watch that instead and get inspired. Personal effectiveness requires that you develop self-discipline. Self-discipline may be defined as the ability to make yourself do what you need to do, even when you don't feel like it. If you do only those things for which you are in the mood, then you will never actualize your full potential. If John only does those things for which he is in the mood, then he will never actualize his full potential. And if John never actualizes his full potential, then he will lose in the race to the person who did. My third recommendation is develop your capacity to make yourself do what you need to do, even at the times when you don't feel like it. Develop your self-discipline. Summary. Your personal effectiveness is a measure of your ability to make rapid progress towards your own goals or the goals that have been assigned to you. Three ways to develop your personal effectiveness. 1. Study, read, and learn more about the technical aspects of your profession. 2. Practice, perfect, and repeat. 3. Develop your capacity to make yourself do what you need to do, even at the times when you don't feel like it.